From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has ignored a demand from the ruling party that he step down by Monday. Parliament is now expected to open impeachment proceedings against Mugabe on Tuesday, but that process could be long, complex, and unsuccessful. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg with reporting from Sebastian Mofo in Harare.
When Zimbabwe's military sent tanks into the capital and took Robert Mugabe into custody, it was clear they wanted a quick resolution to the growing discontent with the longtime president. But nearly a week later, with Mugabe refusing to resign and Parliament threatening to impeach him, they could be on a long and complicated path with a formidable opponent, Mugabe himself. Lovemore Maduku teaches law at the University of Zimbabwe. He says impeachment can be very complex.
When we say an impeachment in the Zimbabwean context, it actually means a trial, and then you want them tried for that. If you find them guilty of that thing that you have accused them of, you then dismiss them from being president.
Mugabe has never been one to shy away from a fight, and as the only leader independent Zimbabwe has ever had, this is one he has spent decades training for. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
After years of being shielded from deportation from the United States, while their country continues to recover from a devastating 2010 earthquake, tens of thousands of Haitians are now going to lose that security status. Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, is going to be revoked for at least 50,000 Haitians living and working in the U.S. That protection will expire on July 22, 2019. This is VOA News. The United States will redesignate North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism, a move meant to put additional financial and diplomatic pressure on the totalitarian government. President Trump made the announcement Monday at the White House.
Should have happened a long time ago. Should have happened years ago. In addition to threatening the world by nuclear devastation, North Korea has repeatedly supported acts of international terrorism, including assassinations on foreign soil.
The president called the Pyongyang government a murderous regime. North Korea now rejoins Iran, Syria, and Sudan on the State Department's state sponsors of terrorism list. Kenya's Supreme Court ruled unanimously Monday that Uhuru Kenyatta won last month's presidential election, striking down arguments that the law was not followed in conducting the repeat poll. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Chief Justice David Maraga announced the decision following 3 days of hearings.
The presidential election of the 26th October is hereby upheld, as is the election of the third respondent.
The head of the court dismissed the two petitions filed by a former lawmaker and two human rights defenders. The October vote was a rerun of the August presidential election. Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner of the initial vote. But the Supreme Court ruled the result was invalid because of irregularities. After the ruling, some Kenyatta supporters took to the streets to celebrate the verdict. Protests and clashes broke out in pro-Odinga neighborhoods of Nairobi after the verdict. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Argentina's Navy says a multinational team is working now in the South Atlantic Ocean to try to find a submarine missing since last week. Brazil, Chile, Uruguay, Peru, Britain, and the United States have joined the search. There are 44 crew members on board. U.S. visa consultations could soon resume in three Russian cities. The TASS news agency quoted the U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman as making the announcement on Monday. He said the visa interviews in the near future may be resumed at consulates in St. Petersburg, Yekaterinburg in the Urals, and Vladivostok in Russia's Far East. Huntsman, according to TASS, said, "We're trying to do everything possible, and I hope that in coming weeks we will be able to effectively issue visas." He said he was attempting to restore confidence in U.S.-Russia relations, even as the U.S. continues its sanctions against Russian individuals and companies. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.